It's my great pleasure to welcome back to WBJC Brian Gentz, a pianist who will be in concert with the National Philharmonic on Saturday, June the 2nd, a special concert. Brian, always good to see you. Welcome back.
Thank you, Mark. Great to see you.
So this is a concert honoring Poland, is it not?
Yes, the 100th anniversary of its independence.
How about that?
1918.
And so I'm assuming we have Polish composers
on
the program. And since you're here talking, I have a suspicion Chopin might play a part in this.
Indeed. It's the Second Piano Concerto, one of my favorite works of Chopin.
Oh, it's a great work, too. He wrote them both almost around the same time, I believe.
Yes, his late teens. Actually, number two is really the first he composed. Mm-hmm. He was 19 when he started it. Finished it when he was 20, and then I think he started his second concerto, we call it the first, immediately afterwards and finished that before he turned 21.
So the same thing with Beethoven. His first and second were actually reversed.
You're
in
absolutely
order
right.
Of
That's
composition.
Right. Yeah.
And it's a challenging work for the pianist, isn't it?
Everything Chopin wrote is challenging.
Yeah, it's a dumb question.
Yes, it's particularly challenging. I think at that age he was still writing music somewhat inspired by the idea of virtuosity, and so that's apparent in all of his works for piano and orchestra.
Particularly the works from his youthful time.
Yes, that's right.
Why not? If you got it, flaunt it, right? You
know? Indeed.
But it's a great work. Now, there's also music by a Polish composer I'm not familiar with, Krzysztof Dębski. It's the Hussar Polonaise.
Yes, I don't know that composer either. I look forward to
it's a new one on me. But the other major work on the program is Karl Szymanowski's fabulous Stabat Mater with soloists and chorus.
Yes.
And Szymanowski, one of the truly great and very original Polish composers.
Yes, his piano music is wonderful. I have not played any of it yet, but I certainly intend to before I die.
And he wrote a number of works for the great Artur Rubinstein, very, very inventive and very unusual music.
Yes, yes, indeed.
And the Stabat Mater is one of his greatest works, and so that is on the program. So our conductor now... My first thought was Peter Gajewski.
Right, the music director of the National Philharmonic.
But no, Mirosław Błaszczyk will be conducting. He's coming from Poland to do this concert, is he?
Yes, he is, actually. And I had the great pleasure of playing the Grieg Concerto with him in Poland a couple of times. Great conductor, and I really look forward to seeing him again and working together again.
It should be a wonderful concert. Now, it's going to be, once again, Saturday, June the 2nd, 8 p.m.
Yes.
At the Music Center at Strathmore. It's a concert honoring the 100th anniversary of the independence of Poland. And the phone number for tickets or more information for the Strathmore box office, 301-581-5100. Of course, you can always go to nationalphilharmonic.org for more information as well. My guest, Brian Gentz. Brian, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for coming down, and good luck with this concert.
Thank you, Mark. Great to see you.